This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The South Korean military is reporting that North Korea has fired what appears to be a submarine-launched ballistic missile. It's the North's 15th round of launches this year. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said in an alert to reporters that the short-range missile was launched Saturday afternoon local time from the Sinpo area toward the sea off North Korea's east coast. Japan's Coast Guard also reported the launch, saying it appeared to be a ballistic missile that splashed down after about a 15-minute flight. Japan's Kyoto News Agency reported the missile flew for about 600 kilometers and landed outside Japan's exclusive economic zone. North Korea has ramped up missile tests this year, making significant progress on a weapons development wish list laid out last year by leader Kim Jong-un. French President Emmanuel Macron has been inaugurated for a second five-year term. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has the story.
The French national anthem, the Marseillaise, marked the re-election of a French president who vowed to first take action to avoid any further escalation of Russia's war in Ukraine. Then the president said he would focus on France and Europe on the world stage. The time that is beginning will be the time of a resolute action for France and for Europe. First, act to avoid any escalation of the Russian aggression in Ukraine, help democracy and courage to win, build a new European peace and a new autonomy on our continent. He then went to the gardens of the Élysée Palace and listened to 21 cannon shots being fired from the Invalides Plaza to mark the event, in line with tradition. Macron's second term will formally start on May 14th. I'm Karen Chamas.
From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden and other G7 leaders will have a virtual meeting Sunday with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The United Nations Security Council adopted a unanimous resolution Friday in support of a diplomatic solution to the crisis in Ukraine. It's the first such statement from the Security Council since Russia invaded Ukraine February 24th. At least one survivor was found Saturday in Havana, Cuba, as the search continues at a luxury hotel which exploded on Friday, possibly caused by a gas leak. The death toll currently stands at 26. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Workers dig through the rubble at the Hotel Saratoga while family members like Yathmara Kobas watch and wait. She says she's been there since Friday morning when it happened, trying to find her daughter, a housekeeper. Army Commander Romero Valdez says the hotel rooms have kitchens and a gas leak seems likely at this point. At least 74 people were injured in the blast. The hotel in Old Havana, which is owned by the Cuban military's tourism business, did not have any guests because it was undergoing renovations for a planned Tuesday reopening. I'm Julie Walker.
VOA's reporter at Kyiv, Anna Chernikova, reports that all women, children, and the elderly have been evacuated from the steelworks in Mariupol, Ukraine, which has been besieged by Russian forces. Meanwhile, Russian forces are still trying unsuccessfully to seize control of the Azovstal steel plant from Ukrainian fighters. More civilians were rescued from the tunnels under the plant Friday as Ukrainians holed up at the sprawling complex made a stand to prevent Moscow's complete takeover of the port city. Irish Nationalist Party Sinn Féin is widely expected to become the largest group in Northern Ireland Assembly for the first time. That would give it the right to the post of First Minister in Belfast. Vote counting in the election resumed on Saturday. A Sinn Féin win in the election would be a milestone for the party, which has long been linked to the Irish Republican Army. It would also bring Sinn Féin's ultimate goal of a united Ireland one step closer. But the party has kept unification out of the spotlight during a campaign that has been dominated by more immediate concerns like the skyrocketing cost of living. Recapping our top story this hour, the South Korean military is reporting that North Korea has fired what appears to be a submarine-launched ballistic missile. It's the North's 15th round of launches this year. South Korea said in an alert to reporters that the missile was launched Saturday afternoon from the Sinpo area off North Korea's east coast. Marissa Melton, VOA News.